Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Valerie Sokolowski is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president of Valerie and Company, which is a certified woman-owned leadership development company. She is a nationally recognized speaker and author on professionalism in the workplace. She's written something under 100 books, more like about 7 or 8, and something under a billion copies sold galactically, including the book I'm holding in my hand, Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. Valerie Sokolowski, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. How are you this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, Valerie, as always. So what's on your mind today? What about, in 2008, with all the challenges and some of the opportunities swirling around us, Valerie, what's the news for us today?
I just thought this morning we ought to talk about the importance of communication internally in companies. Because, you know, as I go in and out of companies of every size, especially small businesses, Jim, communication is just lacking in terms of how often, how clear, how consistent the message. And, you know, people aren't going to get it unless small business owners get it and do it. Simple as that.
All right. So what's the best way to get that started?
Well, first of all, let's recognize what a volatile marketplace we're in, and that's not going to change. It's not about this election. It's not about it'll get better, because it's just going to always be constant change. And so here's what I'm telling business owners. You know, your people really want to hear from you, because as a leader, they want to know what's going on. Instead of kind of standing back and saying, well, I don't know exactly what's going on, so I don't want to get any message out there until I know better or more information, so I just won't say anything. Well, guess what? People fill in the blanks, and that's how rumor mills start.
Mm-hmm.
But my suggestion is the three C's, just as I mentioned a minute ago. First of all, communicate regularly, but clearly. I have a couple of clients that just don't communicate clearly, and they are small business owners. And let me tell you what they do.
And are these two clients working? They work in different companies.
They are small business owners of two entirely different companies.
Right, and they both have the same disease.
Industries.
They both have the same disease.
They both have the same disease. And let me tell you what it is. When they communicate, one of them is so cryptic. You just sort of get a flavor. You know, it's like taking a lick of a popsicle,
right?
And you think it's orange, but I don't know, maybe it was mango. And the other one is like trying to nail Jell-O to a tree. They talk round and round and round. So number one is be clear when you're communicating. The second one is be consistent with your message. Now, listen, aren't we all listening when politicians talk to us and get really frustrated when they change their tune, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what do you think employees are doing if one day the business owner is giving a message very strongly about A, and maybe a month later A changes to B?
Right.
You know what?
Without any explanation.
Well, and I was just going to say, that's okay if messages change, because that's part of change.
Right.
But give them some idea of why. I've changed this initiative, and here's why. I've changed the way we're doing things. I thought we were going to do it this way, but you know what? We've looked into things, and now we're going to do it this way. At least people get an understanding of why.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is being constant. Keep the communication going. It's just like your radio show. It's constant. It's just like if you determine you're going to have a blog, you've got to commit to doing the blog. So you got to commit to communication, Jim.
You know, I want to come back to the first point that you made about the way people communicate cryptically or running around in circles or whatever. I think one thing that happens to small business owners, and I don't know for sure about the second example you gave, the second person, we can talk about that person in a minute, but the first guy is the one who spoke in little short cryptic messages. I think what happens to a lot of small business owners is by the time we actually open our mouths and communicate with our staff, we've already thought about this so much. A lot of what is on our mind has just been building and growing inside of us in our mind to the point where by the time we say it, we've been around all these people while all this was going on. Surely they've been reading my mind. Surely they know what I'm talking about. And so they've shown up every single day just like me. So they must know everything I know. And so I think what happens is we think we can give them a shorthand, but it doesn't work that way.
You're so right. And particularly if it's written. You know,
but
it's,
this is a subconscious thing, though, I think, Valerie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't think we consciously mean to not give them as much information as they need. I think you know we do it with our spouses, don't we? Don't we talk to them in the middle of a thought, thinking that they knew what we thought at the first half of the thing?
And don't we say, but didn't I tell you that? No.
Exactly.
<didn't.
laughs> Well, we do, and we do that with our employees because they show up there. They were here when I was thinking of this. Surely they know. How do we fix that?
Well, we fix it by just what I was saying. You've got to, when you communicate, any of us, we've got to stop, take a pause, and think about these three C's. Wait a minute now. If the other person isn't getting it, then my communication isn't going to matter, and I certainly want it to matter. So if I had a tip, it would be the three C's. Stop and think. Am I giving the information that I know they haven't heard? Or do I need to reinforce something that maybe they've heard once or twice? You know what the statistics are, Jim? People don't really get it until they hear something six or seven times. Isn't that scary?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you've got to keep saying the same message over and over and over again. And finally, it kind of sinks in because we all have sort of filters. You know, some of us listen very selectively. We just pull out what we want to pull out.
What if we gave our employees the opportunity to help us, and we said something like, okay, I'm trying to communicate the best I can, but that doesn't mean that I'm doing a good job. It doesn't mean that you're understanding what I'm saying. Why don't we have a system where I'm giving you the green light to tell me if I'm telling you something, you don't get it. You get to raise your hand and say, hey, boss, go over that one more time. I don't think I got that. Or, hey, boss, I'm not sure, but I think you left something out. We give them the green light to do that. What do you think about that?
That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. All right, stand by. Quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Valerie Sokolowski. She is the author of Do It Right, the new book on business etiquette. We're talking about communication. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Inside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our gables, the dim we search to know.
Maybe I should just have a segment where we just listen to Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. The late, great Dan Fogelberg, one of my favorites. That's The Nexus. That's the song from the Innocent Age album. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. What a talent. What a loss. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Valerie Sokolowski is our guest, and she's the author of Do It Right. And by the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz.biz. That's where you can get all the things that we do in both of those sites. The first one is the show and the articles and the archives and the brain trust and the blog and the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. The second one, askjim.biz, is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Valerie Sokolowski is our guest, as I said. And Valerie, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
It's Valerie and Company, all spelled out, Valerie and Company .com.
And that's Sokolowski with a Y on the end.
With
if you're,
a Y.
If
and
you're
my
Googling,
books are all on Amazon. Isn't that a good thing?
That's a good thing. So if you're Googling her, you know how to spell her name. And, okay, so we're talking about communicating. I was talking about this cryptic guy and how we could fix that. And so the other person, though, who kind of talks in circles, wouldn't that same system work for that person where you know, what you have to do, though, folks, you have to say, okay, I am, and this is going to be rough, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard. It's hard for me to do this. So let's all do this together. I am not a perfect communicator. I know that's, you know, say that in private, kind of get used to that. I am not a perfect communicator. So you say that to your people. I might not be a perfect communicator. So if I tell you something, you don't get it. You get to raise your hand and say, "Hey, boss, would you go over that one more time? Or I think you left something out." Or how would the person who can't get to the point handle that? What would they do?
You mean the owner?
The second person you said who talks in all these circles and goes around and around.
Well, first of all, there's departments and people that are sort of HR-ish, if you will.
Yeah.
Somebody needs, that's probably a blind spot, Jim. Most of the people that are small business owners are very successful people. They do a lot of mm-hmm. things right, and they probably don't know that they're talking in circles, because mm-hmm. to them they're not, any more than the cryptic person thinks that, you know, everyone knows what I'm thinking. So it would be good if somebody trusting could go to the boss and say, you know, we really didn't get that, boss. Most of the people, I don't think, understood. Could you say it again or send out another piece of information and get a little bit more clear, and let me help you with that? That would be one good thing. Now, that's hard to do, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, around my organization, everybody, most people are younger than me, and so it's easy to see their eyes glaze over when I say something they don't understand. Well, you know, or something they don't like, especially, you know, you get that little attitude thing, you know. So I don't have any trouble with that around here.
Well, so you've just answered the question, I think, Jim, and that is smart people do pay attention to what their people are doing, saying, mm-hmm. not saying. So mm-hmm. if you see, just be aware, I guess. If I were the person that talked way up high and my people didn't get it, I didn't think, you know, I'd know it. Eventually, mm-hmm. I'd know it, because they wouldn't be as productive as I thought they should be. And so,
right.
So just be aware, and maybe, you know, communication is two-way. And to your point, none of us are perfect communicators. So I think it's a good idea. Wouldn't it be great if a business owner did say, or have a little suggestion box or something? You know, maybe mm-hmm. I'm an employee, and I don't really want to say to the boss, I'm a young person in your organization. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go up to Jim and say, you know, Jim, I just didn't get that. But I would write a little note maybe, or send a, or whatever, type it anonymously mm-hmm. and say, "Not didn't get it."
But when there are four or five people in the office, though, that's kind of hard to, sometimes it's hard to do. But let's move over to the second issue that you brought up, Valerie. Remind us about what that one was.
The three C's: be clear,
yes.
be consistent, and be
consistent.
So consistent, keeping your mm-hmm. message, saying the same message over and over again, so that people know you're serious.
Don't
about
be a
it.
Flip-flopper.
And then if you do have to change streams, tell them why.
If you flip-flop, there needs to be a reason, doesn't there?
Right, absolutely. Or people just think, well, gosh, I thought that was the decision-maker. Can't even decide.
So, okay, folks, we have new information. I told you something a week ago or a month ago, and this is what I thought then, but we have new information now. I realize now that what I had thought before wasn't as informed as it needed to be, and so therefore, this is our new approach. What do you think?
Absolutely. Haven't you done that in your organization?
All the time.
I have.
All the time. Even as perfect as I am, I still change information from time to time, you know? I get new
right.
stuff in. You know, I can't help it.
Well, the marketplace changes. We sometimes just have to change. I'll
yep.
give you a perfect example. Working with a company that is a small business, and it's in the throes of changing processes. And they
yep.
literally bought into a new IT system. And they even had meetings around it, and training was getting ready to be rolled out. Well, guess what? The IT system, once it started rolling out, the company realized it was not going to meet the need that they thought
mm-hmm.
it would.
They bought the wrong stuff.
Yep, oops. They had to go back and tell the people, oh, I'm so sorry, we got you so excited, but you know what? We're going to
mm-hmm.
have to go a different direction. But they told them why. And they
mm-hmm.
honestly admitted, we thought, but guess what? When it really got into the operation, it didn't do what...
You can't build trust without honesty, can you?
Yep, there you go.
Yep. Hey, Valerie, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
Valerie Sokolowski, and the website is valerieandcompany.com, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, the book is called Do It Right, among the other books that she's written. Valerie Sokolowski, she'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Stay with me. See the dog and
butterfly. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.